The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bont and Linda Bont. Good morning, Linda Bont.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Hey.
And what a weekend, huh?
Yeah, 6 after 7, and our phone number here is 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Bad Bob Belongi here with us today.
And good morning, and checking, we are in fact streaming.
I checked earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually, looks like he's been working on it.
Yeah, and if you are on a browser and you lose a stream, close it down and then restart, and that should reinitialize the stream.
Okay.
Even if it's way out of sync, that helps too.
Okay. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Don't you look lovely today?
Well,
as usual.
I've got great sleep last night. We'll talk about that in a minute. It's true. 70 degrees right now, ladies and gentlemen. So it's going to be hot today. I'm sure if you've just turned on anything, tuned in anything, you're going to realize that we are in a week of the heat wave that's approaching. Today our temperatures will be 104. Now, yesterday out of the view I sang, it was about 105 when we drove from location to location yesterday. It was about 106. Didn't feel so bad, but we also had the misters on, and I don't know, what'd you think, Carla? Did you feel like it was ungodly hot?
No, when they turned the misters on, it dropped by the temperature 15 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the humidity's about 3.
Yeah,
it could be. It's way down right now.
Well,
yeah, fire danger's way up. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes, yeah. When I was working in the yard on Saturday morning, and everything felt extremely brittle, so it made me think, too, of course, when the wind is up. 104 today with our clear tonight of around 75. We do have a clear day in front of week in front of us. Now, Tuesday, we roll into 109, Wednesday, 109. And then Thursday calls for 111. And wouldn't you know, we're doing a dinner party Friday when it's supposed to be 111.
Hey, we'll be
it's
inside.
Our Turtle Bay dinner.
We'll be inside.
Redemption.
But it'll be night. It'll be still be warm inside.
Yeah.
Bring in fans or something.
Right. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Or, it's summertime look, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Give them a call today if you have any Shasta Gas or propane needs.
Hey, we're on in the chat room. We've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz has joined us.
There are many pseudonyms in our chat room.
There are. You know, some of them, I think, are just, you know, and it just is what hits them right. You know, but we're so glad to have Debbie join us today in the chat room, because Debbie doesn't have a job after Friday. But we're going to talk about that.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be highly sought after. But, you know, today...
Well, I understand she's already joined the Clinton campaign. Can you believe that?
Yes, of course.
Can you believe that the woman who led the charge and made it so unfair against Bernie, I mean, questioning not only his politics, but his religion, his marriage, if he believes in God or not, or any of these things. Things that the Democrats say, oh, no, it doesn't make any difference. But at their higher levels, of course it does. They went after him, and and they got caught. Anyway,
well,
thanks a lot, Debbie, for joining us
that's
today.
That's right. And today starts our For the Nation and the world is watching a Democratic National Convention. And as I go through my different websites in the morning...
You mean coronation.
Well, please. I just... You know, some of us have to keep feeling like we're staying in the fight. So today...
Oh, no, she's not going to win.
So today, I go on trending on social. You know, I'm in USA Today. I try to look at the headlines, what's trending on social. First thing that comes up is Clinton Nation. This is why Americans are voting for Hillary Clinton. So I popped on that. I looked, and, you know, one thing was a gal woman who's 36 years old and said she's got to vote for Hillary because even though it scares her, but voting for Donald Trump scares her even more.
Well, that's, you know, that's what it's come down to, though, is that people are saying, you know, even at the convention, they're saying we don't trust her. But we, you know, but they don't like Trump more. When did it come down to any type of presidential election where people out there in the country are just, you know, they're just underwhelmed by the presidential choices we have this year? I mean, there probably have been other times in history, but we haven't been there. But this time it seems. However, comma, I think that the idea of supporting Hillary, who believes she's being kept at much higher standards than everybody else, and I want to talk about that one too in a little bit, is sending a country down a continuing spiral into the, you know, to the hole, like you had in Alice in Wonderland. You just keep going down in the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. I can't see how she is going to change anything because she is part of what got us here. As is her vice president nominee. Another guy, another one's conventional Democrats that want to give away things. But it's also the fact is how can you expect change from the Clintons? I mean, she's riding on the coattails, and she does it. I mean, she says it all the time of her husband and Obama. Come on, I mean, who is Hillary Clinton, and what is she doing? What is she doing that's going to be, you know, that's going to change things that she got us here? You know, I don't feel like riding that same horse any longer. And I think there's going to be millions and millions and millions of Americans feel
it. Did you hear today, if you heard a soundbite today, on, I think it was Fox this morning, we try to bounce around, that she was saying that she's been treated unfairly?
Yeah, that she's being held to higher standards.
Did she, those words were
those
not
were you. Her, those were her words. She's being held to higher standards than other people. Like I said, we'll talk about that. Hey, you said you got a great night's sleep?
I got a great night's sleep. And, you know, we had this talk this morning that, you know, I'm pointing a finger at you, too, as we're talking about this, Carl.
Yeah, I know.
You were on your iPad last night, way past the time that you should have allotted time. But anyway, so at 9 o'clock, 9:30, I just said, I'm out. You know, I have to go to sleep super early in order to be able to, you know, if I'm going to get up Monday morning and have a think brain on, I call it my think brain, then I definitely need a time to sleep. And I sang yesterday, so it's out in the heat and everything like that. But it was so great to be on our sleep number bed last night. You know, and my number has been changing around, but I was at 45 last night, and it felt really good. It was a very deep sleep, and recommend for any people, especially with the summer. You know, we toss and turn. It seems like you can't get your temperature. If you go into the sleep number store, they also have beautiful ways of showing you how, with the special sleep number stuff that they have there. There's a hot and a cold and a thing that will help with your temperatures and everything that are on at the sleep number store.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about is the pad that goes on top of it and all this. Anyway, Sleep Number rated number one in the United States by Consumer Reports. And right now you can get a Sleep Number bed with IQ technology for only $1,099.98. It's a great value. I'll tell you why it's a great value. Is not only just what Linda was saying, but let's just get down to it. If you're going to sleep well, this is the way to do it. There is no better sleeping, combination than a Sleep Number mattresses with the dual air technology and a Sleep IQ technology. Nothing gets better. Head on Target. Go down and see Brian Janis. Let them know that you heard it here. And then just come on back after you lay there. I guarantee you will never have a better night's sleep. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages.
Was that number one?
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. evenings, enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. If I sounded a little bit like I was lost, it's because I have two guys in this studio this morning that were just flailing like Laurel and Hardy over there about recording something, and I had to close my eyes and
I still
couldn't.
Want to go get breakfast, Carl?
Yeah, let's just go get breakfast.
Currently 70 degrees in the downtown suite. It's going to be hot today with 104.
Welcome
this portion
back.
Of the show is brought to you by
Properties by Merit and Agent Mary McCurdy. Okay, I'm sorry.
Now that we've been publicly chastised.
We've been chastised.
That's right.
Are you going to slap us around
no,
during the next break?
No, I just had to close my eyes. I still couldn't get it. The visual was still there. I was trying to stay focused. But anyway, so Properties by Merit.
And Agent Mary McCurdy. You know what? She's a great agent. It's her whole mission in life at work is to make sure her customers are happy. Whether you're buying a house, selling a house, whether it's commercial property, whatever it is, take a look at Mary McCurdy's website. That's Mary with an I, McCurdy.com, to see her listings. A lot of them are exclusive listings. Or give her a call at 949-1550. It's Mary McCurdy, who is one of the agents at Properties by Merit. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to flail away. I was wanting to see if we were recording. We have to record the Sleep Number commercial at the beginning of each week. I just want to make sure we were recording it. And as Bob pointed out to me, he says, it's always being recorded. We may not be recording it, pushing the buttons here, but then we just go back and take it off the feed.
Now imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you're teaching a class and two kids are throwing spit wads, books, making sign languages, trying to pretend that they whisper, but they don't know how to whisper. And you're trying to conduct a class and that's all going on.
Thing is, Bob, how long we work together?
I don't know. I'm starting.
And you
to hear
still this. Don't have. You still don't have all my signs down. I mean, I can understand when I was pointing at this, where you looked at it and go, "What's wrong?"
I thought there was something in the chat.
No, and then I was showing you the book, and you were looking at me like, "Okay,
yeah, see, that's right." All this stuff is.
And then
on.
It dawned on you after like 30 seconds of me flailing away that you went, "Oh, we're recording it, Carl. Just it's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sound you hear is that of a dead horse
being beaten. I know. It's the same thing.
Okay, I got it out of my system.
Okay, are you ready?
Now, listen, a couple things here, Bob. We all want to tell you that we're very, very, very sorry that one of your longtime family members, in the form of one of your children, your kitty.
Yeah, one of the fur kids. We had to put her down Friday. So.
I'm
well,
so sorry.
I didn't
sorry.
Know that. I'm yeah. sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It, it happened, but it. I can tell you that the folks at Westside Animal Hospital are just absolutely top-notch when it comes to dealing with a difficult time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're really sorry to hear that. You know, our thoughts are with you. Sunday, I came in to the station, and, you know, there were some really good shows, our Sunday shows, but, of course, everybody was very excited, as well as our good friend Roberta, who came yesterday, and she was wearing her State of Jefferson T-shirt, and they had, like, a huge turnout.
Well, I think there was our first constitutional meeting or meeting on how to organize the State of Jefferson. It was down at Fair Oaks, down there above, right around Yuba, I think, and City. And what she said was, you know, they had seats for 600 people, but it was standing room only. So she said it was like 800-900 people there. And listening to the stories and listening to the other things that were going on, it sounded really sounded like there was a lot of people who were really excited about getting the State of Jefferson on the move and getting it out there. And we'll have somebody give us an update here.
She said it was so encouraging. It was uplifting. It was people coming together with, you know, great thoughts, and they would have their different counties that broke out, and she just said it was, she just came away on a high with that.
I tell you what, we got Terry on the line. I'm sure Terry will give us an update. I listened to Terry on the show a little bit the other day. And Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and how are you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
Well, Captain Linda's gotten finished slapping Bob and I around because of our childish antics, is what she said.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Linda. Yeah, it was a great event. We had well over 600 people. We had 21 counties represented. Each county broke off with their respective counties. And we came up with seven or eight things each county wanted to see in the State of Jefferson. It was absolutely magnificent.
What was the
together several committees, everything from a constitution, a state constitution committee, to someone who's going to do some of the legwork in what's ours, what's theirs. We talked about the court case. We updated people on that. It was magnificent. Maybe one of the best events I've ever been to, and it was like family. I mean, when you see that many people from that many different places and a lot of them not knowing each other, giving up their Saturday to talk about liberty and do something that's not only constructive, but something that really shows the resolve, it was just amazing to me, the harmony of it. We started at 9 o'clock in the morning, right at 9, and we ended at 2:30, and we were done, and it was just amazing.
Oh, wow. I thought it would lasted longer than that.
It didn't really need to. First of all, we had to be out of the church before 3. And the pastor of that church, David Bryant, is just a remarkable man. And when you think about something that's moving right along, I mean, I walked into each one of the committee rooms, you know, and kind of just listened in a little bit to these folks. And the ideas that folks come up with and the constructive way to do it. But the thing that impresses me is the knowledge and understanding and the grasp of what all these people, many of which I don't know, have on what the Constitution is, what it is that liberty is, and how to solve the problems, whether it be regulation, infrastructure, legislative process, et cetera. It was amazing to me. And we did have some elected officials there. We had several supervisors from several counties, one of which is on the particular committee of his county, the Jefferson Committee.
So did they address things like water, dams, CalPERS, all those kind of things, and how all that would be handled?
CalPERS is non-existent, because if you're not California, CalPERS is non-existent,
so,
number one. Number two, as far as – I don't know if we've ever talked about the equal footing doctrine, but if I may, I'll explain that as quickly as I can.
We got till 7:30.
Oh, okay. Well, then when a state is formed within another state, there's something that falls into play called the Equal Footing Doctrine. What the Equal Footing Doctrine states is that the new state will be on equal footing with the original 13, which means how much federal water was there in the original 13? None. Was BLM involved in the original 13? No. So when I talked to Jim Nielsen, I even mentioned to him, I said, you know, Jim, I said, the Equal Footing Doctrine for Congress is the elephant in the room, isn't it? And he said, yes, it is. And I said, well, I said, that would be something that would be negotiated. He said, yeah, it would. So I'm not saying that we'd get everything we want, but what would happen is we would be able to start from a negotiating place, unlike we're in California. And even if we were 10% better off, it'd be great. What if we were 50% better off? And as far as all the different regulatory commissions and all the different agencies, that would all start from scratch. Why do we need 570 agencies?
No, I understand that. I understand that part. But to make the city or the state run takes personnel that have been trained by the state of California, right?
Why would they have to be trained by the state of California? Why couldn't they be trained by the state of Nevada or the state of Idaho? Why couldn't they be people who are already working for the government?
But I guess what I'm trying to get to, Terry, is that would all the people that are working in, say, the county or the state offices or state offices, let's just say that, would they all be told to go back to California?
No. They would have an opportunity to stay with what they're doing, and they would have a position to where they could go ahead and say, yeah, we want to stay or not.
Because I think Baird addressed this, that that y'all would honor the CalPERS and all that kind of stuff?
No, what he said is we would honor any contract. In other words, if we have someone who is working for a particular agency that's capped in the state of Jefferson, then that person absolutely would have their contract honored. We wouldn't even change their salary. We wouldn't even change their as long as their contract is there. We wouldn't change their salary. We wouldn't change their retirement, any of that, of course.
Okay, that's the part I was getting.
Yeah, that would be honored. Everything would be honored.
You're going to need people that are trained, you know, even to bring back the bath party in Baghdad because you had to keep the generators on, that kind
of
thing.
Yes, sir, and you're absolutely correct in that.
Not that I'm comparing them to the bath party in Iraq, but I'm just saying you've got to keep people that are there just to keep things running. So,
another thing too, Carl. You have to understand that probably while the committees of separation are meeting, you're probably talking about a minimum of an 18-month period.
Yeah.
So, of course, Of course.
Did you have this convention on purpose in between the Republican and the Democrat?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of cool, though. We picked a date because it was convenient for people to make.
I just thought it was kind of cool, frankly.
Yeah. Well, it was absolutely amazing. We're going to be doing another one, and we're going to be doing it up here in Northern California, Northern California.
Right.
In other words, it'll be probably either here or Red Bluff or someplace like that, the next one.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get you on, or somebody, whoever a good spokesman is. I understand Steve Baird was there, along with Mark.
Yeah. And Steve Baird, you know, here's a guy that works for the county of Sacramento, yeah. One of the top people. And the thing that's really great about him is, again, here's somebody with all that knowledge and the understanding of a lot of the legalities that we're going to have to jump through.
It is by the way, when Linda was singing yesterday and I was talking to Roberta, a gentleman from Texas sat down because she was wearing her Jefferson shirt and wanted to know about it. He wanted to know about the state of Jefferson. I said, we just want to be like you guys. And he laughed.
There happens to be a Jefferson 5x8 flag flying in Spain.
Love it.
I think I mentioned it was in different
areas.
The Red Dog Saloon is in Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah.
One of the most famous saloons in the world. There's a Jefferson flag flying in there, too.
Well, how would we know if they left? Just kidding.
How would we know if they left? Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I know.
How would we know if they split up there? I mean, how would we know? I mean, I always thought Alaska was kind of like the nirvana of independence.
The flags flying.
Oh, just the flags.
The flag. I'm sorry. Did I? You understood me, didn't you, Linda?
Yeah, kind of. Yes, I did. But
yes,
you know,
in the Red Dog Saloon.
Right.
There's a flag flying.
There's a flag flying.
Right. I thought it meant that they supported the state of Jefferson, but it was kind of like also, you know, hey, we want to have our own state too, type thing.
Well, no, it's them supporting us, understanding we need liberty. You see, in Alaska, you can build your property. You can, if you have 40 acres and you have wood and you have timber, you can build your own property, do whatever you want without a permit.
I haven't been the same since Linda slapped me around during the break. Okay, Terry, give me a break here, all right?
Okay. It's Monday morning.
Sure, you know, it's just, you know, it's your morning ritual to get slapped around, isn't it?
It is,
come
obviously,
on, guys.
Today. Hey,
I mean,
you know, the thing is, you're still on a high from Saturday.
Oh, no, so. Of course.
Okay, hey, Terry, thanks a lot.
You bet.
All right. You know, a lot of people there. And, you know, it's...
Well, you know what? When you feel like you're living someplace and your taxes and how you feel and your Second Amendment is under attack and your right to build and your right to do things, that which is it's all being voted on and vetoed on and all the things that are happening out of the Sacramento, a lot of not representing the Northern California, true Northern California way of life. We have three representatives in the state of California. Really three, like senators, people from this area that really represent us.
Yeah, well, Nielsen and Gaines, yeah, because Nielsen represents up here, even though he's no longer, you know, like ours right here, but and then Dally. Yeah, so we have three out of all of them. And this is the bottom line, is representation for the people in Northern California. And, in fact, it's not just the Northern California that feels like this. On Eastern California, once you get away from the ocean. There's many places that feel the way we do, you know, that we're not being represented, that people just, they don't care. They don't care what we think or how we live up here.
We're going to take a break after these messages. I mean, right now. Good Monday morning here on KCNR 1460. Come back. We'll cover some more headlines, and we'll see you after the break.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Willgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Willgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Willgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Willgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Willgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Willgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday and hot. 25 minutes until the hour of 8. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
You can understand going through the headlines, too. And we're going to go here in just a moment. You want to do a portion of the show brought to you by
Home Helpers, 2620 at Larkspur Lane, right here in Reading. You know what? Sharon Clark and her company are just outstanding. Been the number one business person in Reading. And their in-care home services are just, what can I say, they're fantastic. Whether it's a short period of time or an extended period, where it's just checking up on them occasionally or being there day in and day out, she's got the people to do it. Sharon interviews each one of the families. She puts the right person with the family or somebody to be helped. Every one of her employees are bonded, insured, trained, all of it. You can't get any better than Home Helpers. 226-8350, Sharon Clark, Home Helpers.
All right, so we're going to cover some more headlines here in just a minute. But first,
da-da-da-da.
You know, we talk about this day in history. Crooner Dean Martin and comedian Jerry Lewis staged their first show as a team this day in 1946 at Club 500 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Actually, the two had met while performing separately at the Glass Hat in New York City and decided to try
70 years ago
an ad-lib act together. The rest is entertainment history. The duo went from earning $350 a week to $5,000 a week in under 8 months. With Martin playing, of course, a romantic straight man. Opposite Lewis is his goofy lady, you know. 10 years later, the curtain came down on their final team performance at the Coca Cabana in New York. Over that decade, the Zany Two made 17 movies, including My Friend Irma, That's My Boy, The Caddy, Partners, Jumping Jacks, and The Stooge. Of course, Dean Martin went on to become a recording star. With so many, and a movie star, and as a host of his own TV variety show, The Dean Martin Show, and plus many other things, specials that he
got
did.
Got to work with Linda.
I got to work with him
he got to work with you. Come on.
Well, I was lucky to work with him for 8 years. Lewis pursued a solo career in Hollywood as a comedic lead. I actually did a couple
met
shows.
Him. You've yeah, met him. You've been on his shows.
Did a couple of the Jerry Lewis telethons.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And consummate entertainer. It would take 20 years for the two to speak publicly with each other again.
Must have been something.
Publicly. But that's not to say that when Dean lost his son, that Jerry wasn't on the phone.
Martin died in December 25th, 1995. And Lewis hosted MDA Labor Day Telethon from 1966 to 2010.
Do you remember the Jerry Lewis telethons? They were just, it was 24 hours, right? 24 hours of just, could you stay awake? It used to be the milestone. Could you stay awake all night long from the beginning to the end?
You know, he is still alive and still makes nightclub appearances.
And you know that our Turner broadcast, what we love to watch, the TMC, there's going to be a cruise, and he, along with some of the other older actors, you know, the matured actors of the great generation, are going to be on this cruise. I thought, how fascinating. Jerry Lewis is going to be on it?
Okay. Now, I talked to a gentleman yesterday. I'm not going to say his name, but he's here in town. And he was telling his stories. And this is a guy that's been in show business also. He's been in the rock star type of show business. Anyway, but he's telling stories about how he knows different people and how he's run into different people. And it was just fascinating listening to him tell these stories. I mean, I wish we could get him on. And he's, you know, he never comes on any shows. But, you know, the stories that he had about his life, I mean, when and but the things he's done in his life. Oh yeah, I did. I took care of. I was a parrot trainer. Now that's all I'm going to say about it because I don't want to get into. But he was a parrot trainer for stars. don't say any words if you already know
but
who
he
it is.
But he also, you started off with bears.
He started,
bear sightings and that kind of thing.
Yeah, when he was
in the wilderness.
Yeah, he'd be going for a run or a hike, and there's the bear. The bear takes a step at him. He takes a step back. When he takes a step back, the bear takes a step back. And then the bear takes a step forward. He says, I took a step back around a tree and started running, and he ran for like 5 miles. The bear probably is still sitting there confused, but great stories. Okay, let's get into things. Wildfires, Southern California, destroyed at least 18 homes, 10,000 homes evacuated in the Santa Clarita area. Big Sur's burning. 45 square miles is down there, is on fire.
32,000 acres so far have been destroyed. One person found dead. This is according to the recent accounting that I'm looking at here with pictures in Santa Clarita, which is absolutely beautiful. That area, of course, is,
there's a Porsche. There's a Porsche that no longer looks like a Porsche that you just went by because it just burnt through there. And it showed people running from their homes. I mean, these are nice homes with the fire, coming up the hill behind them. Mm. And all they're carrying is their kids. And that's it, running to the cars. That's how fast it came up on them. And, Bob, you said you had a fire out there where you're off of Placer up
there. Yeah, a little bit of a scare on Saturday when you hear these air tankers fly over your house 3 times in a row, you tend to go outside and investigate. And there was a pretty good smoke plume about 1/2 mile away. Fortunately, there were the assets available to get right on it. And it's interesting, Cal Fire and City of Redding have mutual aid agreements where if there's a fire on what they call the interface, wildland-urban interface, they respond with as much force on the initial attack as they can get. And in this case, they had the airplanes available and bombed it down and got a dozer in there and managed to keep it to a couple of acres. But right now, a hard sneeze will start a fire, so just be really careful.
Fire danger is so bad, and it's so hot, and then the humidity is so low. Now, it says 70 degrees in here, and we'll be checking the temperature. But when I got into my truck this morning, as I'm driving downtown, my truck said 80 in my truck. I mean, I was downtown, and I understand that. But I'm just saying
you're in the
it's
heat
hot.
Island,
yeah, but it's hot, and it's going to stay hot. So please be careful. And not just keeping or leaving your, we always talk about leaving pets or, God forbid, children or anything else in the car. But also be careful with things you're doing, because you could spark a fire in a heartbeat here, a New York second, if you do something that sparks and it just goes from there. And that includes chains. That's why you see the fires. If you're pulling a trailer and your chain is loose on your boat and it's dragging along the side of the road, you got fire. So, okay.
Let's talk a little bit about the, you want to flip on over to the Bernie Sanders and how you want to talk about that now or after the...
Why don't we do it after the break so we can go whole 15 minutes into this. I would like to talk about the Russians and the IOC, the Olympic Committee.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember, is that the one portion of the committee, the one that has to do with drugs, said that the whole Russian team should be banned from the Olympics. The entire Russian team, not just some of the team, the entire team should be banned from the Olympics for doping. And you think, why would the whole team be banned? Because, as they've proven, it's been a systematic, from the coaches in the country, system of doping, where they're giving their athletes enhancing drugs, performance-enhancing drugs. Well, the IOC just said they're not going to impose a blanket ban on Russia for the Olympics, that they'll do it through individual sports, like the track and field, to say, hey, these guys are so pumped up, none of them are going to, or the swimmers. Like at one time the East Germans came in there, and they should have been doing a DNA test to see if they were male or female back then, and this was 40 years ago. Because they were so pumped up on steroids. But the bottom line is that the IOC could have stood up at this point and said, no, You have been doing it. You've been warned. You've all been constantly failing these tests. We have found evidence that it's, you know, it is widespread. It is backed by your government, you know, and all your coaches, and that's it. There'll be no Russians competing. And the IOC had a chance to do that. And what'd they do? They blinked.
Well, the president, Thomas Bach, he said in a conference call, "I think in this way we have a balance on the one hand, the desire and need for collective responsibility versus the right to individual justice for every individual athlete." Okay, so, you know, less than 2 weeks away from the Rio Games, yeah. Like you said.
It's like August 5th it starts.
You say, in this way, we're protecting the clean athletes because of the high criteria we set. This may not please everybody, but this result is one which is respecting the rules of justice and all the clean athletes all over the world. WADA, WADA, and 14 national anti-doping organizations had urged the IOC to impose a blanket ban, like you were saying. So they said, we'll have to clear the highest hurdle to take part in the Olympics.
Well, you know what? And I can understand that, because there may be people on the Russian team. There may be athletes who never used, you know, maybe not using steroids or pumps or whatever they want to call them. And maybe that's true. But I tell you what, if the whole team gets set down, it really makes a statement. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at WellCare MD. It's one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care and a simple and convenient health care model that provides unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. That's right. You get a flat monthly fee, and you can see the doctor as many times as you need in there. It doesn't accept health insurance. And this enables Dr. Jill to spend all her time treating and caring for patients. For more information, call 262-6626 or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. When we come back, let's talk about what's going to happen at the Democratic Convention and what's happened so far.
Know that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There's a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReddingKia.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Let it go, let it go. Turn away and play on the dirt.
Okay, what four-year-old doesn't know this song before they can say da-da?
Let the storm rage on.
Here it comes.
Cold never bothered me anyway.
You know, you can always bundle up, but you can only peel so far, baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Carl has that blank look.
No, everybody
knows. Marine would know what Frozen is about?
Frozen, Let It Go. It's like this. Do you remember there was a satirical thing that came out on YouTube? Where it was two dads that made real life dads that were just guys that decided to do this, and they made up their entire song, and their kids were in the back seat of what it was to do Let It Go, and they made up the lyrics to it, just drove them crazy. Like, dads, like, if I hear it one more time, we're going to go crazy in the kids, because that's all they do is play it over and over and over again.
Actually, I think Carl would enjoy the movie, because
it was a good movie.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Jewelry. Yeah, jewelry.
Estate diamonds, piles. Emerald!
My pretty! At Four Winds Jewelry. Great people down there, Rebecca and Henry. I tell you what, he's a gemologist. He can design it and build it for you. The only trained watch repairman in the Reading area. All of us down there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. Give him a call at 222-2750. And if, when it's sale day, just get out of the way, because here comes Linda and Trish.
Let it go.
I'm not even sure what y'all are talking about. Democratic convention starts. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has joined us in the chat room here, or somebody Wasserman Schultz has. And good morning there, Wasserman Schultz. And she is already talking about the facilities at the Rio Olympics. But you should really take a look at your own facilities there, Debbie, because WikiLeaks released 20,000 emails from they hacked out of the Democratic National Committee's computers. And they are startling, to say the very least. Startling enough that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is resigning from the head of the DNC. Her role as running the convention has been taken away from her, and she's not going to address the delegates.
Facebook is denying allegations that they were blocking access to those emails to the WikiLeaks site. It was Twitter.
They said Twitter was taking, if you had hashtag DNC emails, that they took down something like 60,000 sites
and
from that.
Yeah.
And that's so you're saying is that was Twitter. Now, and here's the thing. Bernie Sanders has been saying this for months. If I was a Bernie, in fact, Linda, who ran and hid behind the car when she saw me heading this is true. Bernie Sanders supporters were out, Sanders for president, outside
Trader Joe's.
And I saw him, and I turned around and started walking over there. Linda literally went behind the car. She thought I was going to go over and say things to him, and I did. This is what I said to him. Gosh, you guys really got a bum deal here, didn't you? And they go, yeah. And we talked about that. We agreed on it. We fist bumped. We gave high fives. We bumped hips, the whole thing, because the Democratic Party has the Democratic Party has dumped Sanders, and they did it through connivance. They were actually working against them, and they're supposed to be the honest brokers. So here you go. Just like the Republicans were trying to dump Trump, but Trump was smart enough and had enough power and enough strength to push his way through there. Sanders, who didn't have any of the support that Clinton did, but still pushed and pushed and made a huge success of his run for the candidacy. As he says, I was right. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz is resigning, as she should be. You know, you talk about an attack dog and a nasty person. Here's Debbie. She was the darling of the party, though, for a while, until they found out what she's been doing to everybody. All right.
Somebody has to take the fall. You can't tell me. I mean, here's Hillary again this morning. I'm sorry. Hillary this morning, I didn't know anything about the emails. Well, it's like, can you just take that and put it right next to, I didn't know about the emails. I didn't do anything. Nobody knew about this inside my campaign. Well, here's the deal. If you are really a Democrat in the highest position of being in the Democrat, running for the highest position in the office, I would think that you would know what the head of the Democratic committee was doing.
Oh, she knew. I mean,
somebody had to take the fall. So it was Debbie.
Well, but Schultz was the one that was orchestrating it. But, you know, Hillary goes, you know what? You people are holding me to higher standards than you are other people. Really?
Hillary? You will have the ability to launch nuclear missiles, lady.
But Hillary, your standards are so low. How can you say that? Or do you even have standards? What are your standards, Hillary? I mean, really, what do you stand for? That's what it means. So what are your standards? What, that there will be private servers in the White House? She did say that there will be no private servers in the White House. You know what? We don't know that. You know why we don't know that, Hillary? Because you're a liar. Because you will do anything do anything it takes. Say anything, you will destroy people's lives, as you did the women who rightfully accused your husband of sexually assaulting them. You ruined their lives. You would have, you know what? God knows what would have had to Monica Lewinsky, because they were ramping up on her if she hadn't kept the dress. If she hadn't kept the dress, Hillary would have destroyed her. So now Bernie Sanders supporters, and I've talked to some of them that cannot bring themselves ever to vote for Hillary, ever. And I'm trying to see if they'll go over and vote for Trump.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you don't vote for Hillary, then you have to vote for Trump.
No, you don't have to vote at all.
But then not voting for Trump is then a vote for Hillary.
No, it's the other
thing. How do you know?
If you are a Republican or an independent and you don't vote for Trump, or if you're a Republican you don't vote for Trump, then it is a vote for Hillary. If you don't vote for Hillary, if you're a Democrat, and you don't vote for Hillary, it's a vote for Trump.
What about if you're registered independent?
It doesn't make any difference. Independents are right now leaning into the Trump. It does make a difference. They're leaning into the Trump side, like something like 50-37 percent. So that's good. But the bottom line here is for Hillary to say, I'm being held to higher standards. Maybe if you didn't do all these things, Hillary, you wouldn't have that happen. And as far as Trump is, I mean, they are going after him every way they can. When you have the national media, the mainstream media that wants Hillary in there, that ignores things, and you got people like Facebook and Twitter that are trying to keep it, you know, trying to change things, to keep things hidden. I hate to say it, but it's little stations like this and stations that you can listen to that actually will tell you, hey, look what it says right here in the paper. Look what it says here from independent reporting, and take it from that. Okay. Jesse Caswell. Okay, Carswell. Let's talk about that. 76 years old, finished sixth out of 87.
Oh, that was sixth.
Out of 87 in the Tevis Cup.
Okay. All right, then.
He was 75 years old. Isn't that fantastic?
He's 76 years old. He finished sixth.
Oh, sorry.
It's a 100-mile endurance horse race held here in Auburn, California. And it is the grandfather of all horse races. Like I said, he was the oldest competitor. The next oldest was half his age, was in their 30s. Can you believe that? And so when you look at this, what a great event this was. He's from right here in Reading.
Love it.
His horse, he entered last year. Trust me, you think 100 miles. Gosh, have you ever ridden 5 miles? 20 miles. I've ridden 50-mile races before. 50 miles, 50 miles, 50. I've run 350 miles in a weekend on horses. But to do the 100 miles, you and your horse have got to be in tune and in such great shape. We're going to try and get Jesse Carswell on.
And
love
happy
to
birthday,
talk to
Rally
man.
Sally. Yesterday was your birthday. We shout out to you from KCNR.
We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Gunfire erupted at a nightclub hosting a swimsuit-themed party for teens in Florida, leaving 2 dead and at least 17 wounded in the early morning hours today. Fort Myers Police Captain Jim Mulligan spoke to WINK-TV.
Officers arrived on scene, found multiple victims suffering from various levels of gunshot wounds. EMS was called. Multiple units came, responded to help triage, transport patients from the scene.
It was not immediately clear what may have led to the shooting. At least 3 people were still hospitalized as of this morning. The Democrats would appear to be not in agreement on some key issues as their convention gets underway today in Philadelphia. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluck.
A California delegate says there are serious discussions underway to challenge Hillary Clinton's pick of Tim Kaine as her running mate. Norman Solomon, a delegate who supports Bernie Sanders, says there's talk of walking out during Kaine's acceptance speech or turning their backs as a show of protest. Sanders supporters say they're concerned that Kaine is not progressive enough. Greg Clugston, Philadelphia.
A wildfire burning near Los Angeles is blamed for at least 1 death and destroying 6 homes so far. Mark Dewberry is a resident who was forced to evacuate his home.
About 45 minutes ago, it was about 10 miles away, and within 45 minutes, it traveled that 10 miles and was right in our backyard. 100 feet tall, I mean, full tornado of fire.
Meanwhile, about 300 miles to the north, a somewhat less severe fire has destroyed plenty of acreage and also a number of homes in that part of the state. Donald Trump is brushing off claims that Russia is trying to help his political campaign by leaking thousands of emails from the Democratic National Committee. Trump said in a tweet today that reports of Russia releasing the emails because Russian President Vladimir Putin likes him is, quote, the new joke in town. In another tweet, Trump said bad judgment was on display by DNC officials who criticized Bernie Sanders. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
San Francisco wants people who rent out their homes through Airbnb and other online platforms to be forced to follow some rules. And it wants the platforms to advertise only those rule-abiding listings or face steep fines. Law professor Eric Goldman is co-director of the Santa Clara University High-Tech Law Institute.
They're looking to get more money into their pockets. They also are concerned about the health and safety consequences of short-term rentals, and they're concerned about the depletion of housing stock.
And he says all that adds up to some serious new regulations. For example, those that would require Airbnb hosts to register and get licensed through the city of San Francisco.
Not all of the hosts in San Francisco have paid the appropriate license fees, and so San Francisco is looking to fix that. And their solution is to turn Airbnb into the deputy tax collector.
And for that reason, Airbnb is now suing its hometown, arguing it's not responsible for making sure its hosts follow city rules. Breaking news at townhall.com. An investigation continues after a transit bus carrying 26 people in Maryland veered off the road over the weekend, sending 17 passengers to area hospitals with minor injuries. Lieutenant Michael Brothers is with the Anne Arundel County Police.
The investigation revealed that a Toyota Corolla cut off a Regional Transit Authority bus, causing that bus to go over a curb and behind a guardrail, coming to a stop in the wooded area.
Local media reports say that the regional transit bus crashed to a guardrail before it came to rest. Investors say that the Corolla cut off the bus right before the accident. Two people riding in the car were also taken to the hospital. Four people were killed when a Dallas Cowboys bus collided with a van in Arizona. Arizona Department of Public Safety spokesman Quentin Mayer said that all the fatalities in the Sunday crash were passengers in the van. None were on the Dallas Cowboys bus. Mayer did not say what led to the crash. It happened on U.S. Highway 93 in western Arizona. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Monday morning, the 25th of July. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. And Linda, what's it look like for weather here?
Good
this
morning.
Week?
70 degrees in the downtown suit. Actually, 80 degrees. Forgive me. I know it's moving up there slowly. Our high today will be 104. Our lows will be 75. Tomorrow we call for a high of 109 with our lows of 77. The same is forecasted for Wednesday, and Thursday calls for a high of 111. Yes, we are in our heat wave here now in the Redding and the North State area. So make sure that you stay hydrated. Please do not leave any animals or people in the car at all, anytime. Don't even take them to the store, period. Because before you know it, you're talking to somebody and it's just went up 20 degrees. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Hey, I'm reading a lot of the headlines here today, really like the breaking news.
365-3793.
And breaking news on some things. But
our breaking news is Rally Sally's on the phone.
Good morning. Happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you so much, Linda. Appreciate that.
Hey, I sent you a birthday greeting.
Saw that.
Okay.
Thank you so much, all of you, for making my birthday special.
Well, absolutely.
You know what?
You work hard.
Sally, you're a great patriot. And you know what? And we appreciate everything that you do.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys, too, for allowing us to get the word out. And tonight, we have a gentleman. His name is Richard Seal. He's from Trinity County, and he's a registered investment advisor. And I've invited him to come over because he was able to explain to me, who doesn't understand numbers very well, in layman's terms, how and why Jefferson will be a viable state. And there are so many people in our group and out in the community that's the first thing they ask us is, well, how will Jefferson ever be able to make it without California's money? And he takes our financial chart, which is numbers that were taken from the California websites from each county, and he goes it over it and explains it to where we have a surplus when it's all said and done on day one. So I want people to see that. I want people to understand that we can get along without California's money, you know. We won't be the richest state in the union, but we certainly will not be the poorest. And we have a lot of resources we could utilize. The last day in California will be the worst day in Jefferson.
Yeah, right. That's correct.
Okay, Sally. Thanks a lot. That's tonight at 6 p.m.
Yes, it is. 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Vineyard City Church.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the birthday wishes. Not every day you turn 65.
Oh.
Whoa.
Fantastic.
Oh, you know what? Here I was thinking all the time that Terry had married you at, age 14. How come he looks so much older than you?
Thank you, Carl. I'm sure he's listening.
I know. Bye-bye.
Okay, Carl's going to have a birthday here in a few weeks.
This portion of the show, oh, we already did that. No, we didn't. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? You know how hot it is? It's hot. You know how hot? It is so hot. I saw two beagle hounds put a rabbit in an air-conditioned car to cool it off so they could chase it later.
Oh.
That's how hot it was. You know what? It's going to be. It's 80 degrees right now.
You know you're right a redneck win.
Yeah. Hey, Alliance Heating and Air, who are voted best in the North State in 2015. They could be voted best in the North State for all the years because they obviously are. A veteran-owned business with Martin and his people there. Any type of heating or cooling systems. Look, make sure your air conditioner is working right. Make sure the filters are clean. You know, I've been talking about this for a while. But now we're getting ready to get into some serious heat, and it's your chance to give them a call. Make sure everything's working right. Maybe needs a little shot of whatever it takes to cool off the air, a little Freon or whatever they're using nowadays. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. This is Alliance Heating and Air. Great, great group of people. Okay, a terrorist attack in Germany, more terrorist attacks in Germany. This is like the third or fourth one they've had in a space of a week. You know, people know about that, the attack, of course,
in Munich,
in Nice, and then the guy in Germany with at the McDonald's shooting people. But they also had an attack on a train where several people were injured. Then this a Syrian immigrant attacks a pregnant woman on the street with a machete and kills her.
Ugh.
And then they just had a guy trying to get into a soccer stadium twice, was turned away, walks to a restaurant and sets himself off in a bomb, injures 19 people, many of them seriously.
In Ansbach, Germany, a suicide bombing that injured 12, seen on pledging allegiance to Islamic State. That was just 1 hour ago. And then we're talking about in Fort Myers, two dead, more than a dozen injured in shooting at a nightclub. This is just 6 hours ago reported.
It was a drive-by shooting out there. So, you know, the question is how can people not realize that we're under attack by a faction of Islamic terrorist? And, you know, I'm not saying everybody, of course, that practices the Muslim or the Islamic religion is like this. No. But it only takes 2% or 1%, and you're talking about a million people out there that would like to destroy our way of life. And if you don't think they're right here in our towns, you're wrong. Why do we have terrorist watch list? Why are they saying, oh, we can't sell guns? Why are we saying we can't sell guns to the to people on a terrorist watch list? Well, first of all, if they're on the terrorist watch list, why are they here if they're not citizens? That's my question. Why aren't we just picking them up and saying, hey, you're on the terrorist watch list, you're gone? And then, you know, if they're a citizen of our country, then fine, let's go to court and say, you're on the terrorist watch list. Either we're going to clear you or we're going to make your life a lot really miserable until it changes. If for whatever you're doing like this. Unfortunately, you get on the terrorist watch list, like Bob Belongi. I called the FBI and said, I think this guy, you know what? He lives in an area where there's explosives, and I think he should be watched. Does that put Bob on the watch list? Nobody knows how you get on the watch list. So I'm arguing this in a whole circle here, where it's a type of thing where we're under attack, the world's under attack, and it's getting worse and worse in Europe. And the only thing we can do here is try to hold it and hold the line as much as we can. And Obama wants to bring another 18,000 Syrians in. How about we make it just women and children and elderly men? How about that instead of military-aged males by themselves? I saw that one. You know, I saw that as a suggestion.
Yeah, you did.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we just say, okay, fine, you want to bring in Syrians? Let them be women and children and families. They're going to come in and go on welfare anyway, right? Of course. So why not bring them in as opposed to ones that can fight or that age that conduct these massacres, these horrible tragedies?
You know how I feel, that we should really do what we need to do in order to fix what's happening that's broken, the poverty, kids who can't go to school. Right now, what we're experiencing in Reading is, you know, the mentally ill. We need the money to have more police on our streets. And if we bring in people, more people into our country, in the borders of our country, then we're depleting. We're depleting what we need to do to rebuild our nation. And that's just how I feel about it. I mean, you've got to make yourself strong and your city healthy, then your county, then your state, and it goes like that. But that's just, I mean, after a while, the bow breaks. You know,
there's only so much.
Hey, breaking news. First baby with a Zika-related microcephaly born in Spain. Denver Broncos Peyton Manning cleared in 7-month doping investigation.
How stupid was that?
And we were talking earlier, swimming governing body rules 7 Russians ineligible for Olympics because of doping.
All right.
So that wasn't, that's new.
It's 15 minutes after the hour 8. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. You know what? They have solar. They have solar blinds out there that you can get a rebate from REU that Budget Blinds can put in for you. It's going to save you, oh gosh, untold amounts of money because it keeps the heat out of your house, which means your air conditioner doesn't have to work 24 hours a day. And you can actually even get a rebate back from REU. How do you get this? You call Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. And additionally, any type of window covering that you may want, Jerry can help you with. It'll meet your decor and it will meet your budget. You can't get any better than that. Budget Blinds. We'll be right back after these messages.
Live in concert.
Live.
Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation Pam Tillis perform her timeless hits, such as Maybe It Was Memphis, Ma Vida Loca, When You Walked Into the Room. And in between dances, Pam Tillis has always insisted on writing and cutting songs that speak from the soul. The results have been records that emanate in almost painful beauty, with more than 30 singles charting on the U.S. Billboard charts, 10 studio albums, and 3 other releases, Rhinestone, Recollection, and Just in Time for Christmas. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Pam has remained true to herself as a singer, songwriter, and worldwide entertainer. Pam Tillis, live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in a luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better.
Concerts are better
at the river.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
It's for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Seat's incredible work. see his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and brush the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. I have a woman on my mind, and it's Linda sitting next to me. Good morning, honey. It's 80 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. You know, it's getting hotter quicker because it's not getting as cool at night, so it's warming up quicker in the morning. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 25th of July. It's going to go up to 104 today. It's going to get up to 111, it looks like, Thursday, and maybe 110 on Friday. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. If you want to go down and have a nice, cold, icy drink, head on down to Espresso Joe's in Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Nothing better than Tobacco and Brew with a great, great walk-in humidor. Open 7 days a week, veteran, very veteran-friendly, with veteran discounts at Espresso Joe's. Tobacco and Brew, 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned. Okay, by the way, you know, going back to the Olympics, you just said how seven Russian swimmers had just been eliminated. They couldn't, why? They couldn't tell which team they were on. If they were on the male or the female team, because all the steroids have been popped into them. Now, the other thing, though, is the Australians are refusing to live in Olympic Village because they said their accommodations are so substandard they can't live there. The toilets are blocked. The electricity doesn't work. I mean, just all types of things in there. Lighting doesn't work. All types of things. You know, in Rio, just really not too excited about it. You know, they're gonna have an Olympics there. Of course, you've got a lot of people not going because of the virus, the Zika virus that people are afraid of. That if you get bitten, I guess, by a mosquito carrying this virus, and you're pregnant, that you can then have a child born with encephalitis. So the bottom line is that it's going to be interesting. You know what? I love the Olympics. And you know what? There was something on the other day about the Olympics that it's not winning. It's getting there.
Right. We watched a movie.
We watched a movie.
Eddie the Eagle.
Eddie the Eagle. If you have not seen Eddie the Eagle.
We need it right now. It's a feel-good movie.
Well, but you know what? It's not exactly true. It's one of those based on true stories. But I think it covers it enough.
Human spirit's amazing. Human
this
spirit.
He wanted to be in the Olympics since he was a child. And he was, you know, he tried everything. But he was no good at anything. But until he found out he could ski pretty well. So he got, you know, he was trying to get on the ski team, and he didn't make the ski team for England.
And absolutely no support except from his mother.
And even his father said, you know what, Eddie, why don't you come here and be a plasterer? And this is what, you know, his dad was, it's an honorable profession. You can, you know, support yourself and all this. And so, you know, Eddie was, you know, plastering too. But he looks and he sees that ski jumping. And he looked at it and he says, there's no, we don't have a ski jumping team. What's it take to be on the ski jumping team? Well, we don't have a ski jumping team. You just have to qualify. So he goes to a school in Austria in the movie to learn how to ski jump. And it is hilarious. I mean, here he has no money. So he's living and working in a bar right on the ski slopes there. And he learns to jump. He makes the Olympic team. And it's the story of it. A man, and the whole thing was, you know, this one, you know, of course they have the villain is the British guy that wants to keep him off the team. Oh, you're not good enough to be on our Olympic team. And the way he put it was, you'll never win. You'll never even place. And they brought up the part about for the Olympics. It is the putting yourself out there, totally out there. It's not whether you win. It's how much you've worked and you've gotten yourself to that level where you are in the Olympics. I mean, the epitome of it. And you've given your very best. And maybe you don't win. But so what? So what? You've done it. And you represent your country and you're proud. And Eddie the Eagle, not only was in that Olympics, he was in two more Olympics in jumping, you know, in the ski jump. And did he win? No. But he was the very best. He has the English world. He has the English records. Because not a lot of people ski jump in England. But still.
Remember growing up watching Wide World of Sports? Yeah. The agony of defeat.
The guy comes off the ski jump.
Bogacha. I can't pronounce the name. Anyway, that's his claim to fame. Yeah. He's the dude who train wrecked on the ski jump.
But I tell you, they showed some crashes. They showed some crashes on the 70 meter. Oh, my gosh. And then the 90 meter. Oh, I mean, these guys come down and they carry him off the field. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Coach Bob. You're live. What's on your mind?
Colonel, request permission to rant.
Permission granted.
Usually my line.
Permission granted.
Thank you, sir. I have, in recent times, like the past few days, I've been so infuriated, and I think I've talked about this before, stopping at a red light at an intersection downtown and waiting and waiting and waiting, and ain't nobody else around. And I'm sitting and wasting gas.
Yeah.
And I was, just the other day, I was at one off of Bocelli. I think it was Bocelli. And there was like four cars. I was the lead car. Four in my line waiting for a red light. Four in the other line waiting for a red light to proceed in a straight line. And we had to wait through all of the cross traffic lights and all of the turn lights. And ain't nobody around. And All our green people are bitching and moaning about fossil fuels and this and that. My God, make a law that all these lights have to be smart.
Well, you know, that's true because you can, if you hit Pine right, you can go all the way through Pine, and I make that turn onto Tehama, and I can make it all the way up to Court Street. And Linda laughs because I go, you know what? We made it all the way up through the lights. We made it all the way through.
Yeah.
She says, are you keeping track?
I know.
She says, are you keeping track of lights? I went, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She says, what, flashbacks to Iraq? What? And I said, no. I mean, isn't this something? And why can't we do that?
I have
exactly. And the waste of petrol is so pathetic. Sitting and idling, you're getting 0 miles to the gallon. Makes no sense to me. And we're smart enough to do this.
We are, because they've got them out there. Why don't, you know, but they're going to say it'll cost too much to do that. But when you come up to California Street and Tehama Street, right there by where the old police station was.
Yeah.
If you get there before 6:30 in the morning, as soon as you drive up, it will change. Okay. If it's at 6:30, that's it, buddy. There's nobody else out there, but I've got to wait through two lights because it's not just the guys across me; it's the guys on the side of me. And I sit there for a couple of minutes, just sitting there. There's nobody out at that time in the morning, and yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've experienced the same thing I have, and it's just as frustrating to anybody with half a brain. It's absurd, and. You know, I'm driving a Chevy Blazer that gets about 18 miles to the gallon. Not great. And it's better than some cars I've owned. But it's a lot worse now when I got to sit and wait at a red light. And I'm not going to go out and buy a Prius. I need some business.
I like Priuses, frankly. I do, too. Yeah, I mean, when
I get from point A to point B.
Oh, no. I get up with the big truck. I get it right behind them and honk my horn. especially if they have make love, not war symbols and all those kind of things.
Right,
I just get behind
them. Right. Clinton for president. Yeah.
And then, I wave at them. Clinton Sanders, I wave at him, give him the V. Because, you know, and then I lean out and say, boy, you guys got screwed. And, you know, just to rub it in. I'm for Clinton, and they hate you even worse. Okay. Thanks a lot, Bad Bob. Coach Bob.
I have a partial answer on that. It doesn't make any sense, but Highway 273 is North Market, California, and South Market, which is a state route controlled by Caltrans. The rest of the city intersection, so they have to share jurisdiction over these intersections, and the last time I checked with somebody, the two systems don't talk.
Well, that's probably true. No, you're right. But, you know, like, okay,
and
here's the other thing is, when you're there at the to Tehama and California Street, going up to Market Street, so the light changes, and if you step on it, and I mean if you're hitting second gear and leaving rubber on the ground, you still can't make it up here in time to make a legal turn, and that's where they put the cameras, the light cameras. So if you go out and make that turn, because you're trying to make it through the light there, that's what they've got you, another $500.
Yeah, it's a weird jurisdictional
thing. I watch people
thing.
Every day do that. Anyway, okay, enough of that. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son, Ed and Kyle DeFore. Kyle, you hear his name all the time because, one, he's got a great Tuesday night show. And here on Talking About Sports at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. And, of course, he does all of the Colt 45 games and all the high school football. Great sportscaster. But Mighty Fine Foods is just simply an outstanding place to go to buy your meat, your food. There, it's the world's largest convenience store. It's got 300 different kinds of beer. Come on. It has barbecue on Fridays that will take you through the whole weekend. You stop there on the way to the lake. That's right. Stop there on the way to the lake. It's one-stop shopping right there at Mighty Fine Foods. It's a great place on the corner of 299 and Deschutes Road. I can't say enough about it. Breakfast and lunch there. That's right, at the deli. And Ed will cut meat any way you want it. He's a great butcher, and let them, you know, compare prices at their butcher shop in any place in town. Mighty Fine Foods. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here on Monday, the 25th of July.
I got my first real six string. Rolled it out the five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After-hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:33 in the morning here, Monday. Right here on July the 25th. 80 degrees, going up to 104. I bet it's, you know what, 104. It's going to feel a little bit warmer today for some reason. And then it's going to go up But today, really, is going to be the more reasonable temperature of 104 because by Thursday it's going to be 111, Friday 110.
Well, according to this particular National Weather Service, if you pull up the 10-day Reading, it actually puts their degrees in 2 degrees hotter.
Well, does it? Even more?
But I'm not sure, you know, how it goes. I mean, they're saying 113. So, you know, when we start to get up to those temperatures, how intense that gets.
It does. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Go on down and want the best haircut ever, anywhere, right there. It's the Cheers of Barbershops, man's last stronghold. It's veteran-owned and has discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm ignoring that. I'm turning my head away, and I'm ignoring what you're doing over there to try and make me lose. What was I talking about? Okay.
Haircut.
Hey, the Germans, just going back to terrorism in Germany, 410 people they're investigating, terrorists, known terrorists, that are living among the refugees that are in Germany. Known terrorists that are living there. Now they're trying to find them. Oh, okay. The record searchlight. It's not a secret that I like the record searchlight. By the way, this is open line now since this guy, this jerk from the Millennial book, didn't call. He was supposed to call. They set this thing up. Oh, his publicist had set it up. So we called him, as they asked. And, of course, his line's busy. And his line's busy for 15 minutes. And so I called his publicist and said,
honey, there's always a chance that somebody...
I didn't call her, honey.
Somebody got sick. You just have to give the benefit of the doubt one time. You get the benefit of the doubt one time. I always believe that.
Now, is he himself a millennial?
He is a millennial. So to me, that proved it. You know what? Here's a millennial.
Oh,
am I a millennial going to tell us about millennials?
Come
and guess
on, guys.
What? He doesn't show up. Okay. You know what? I wouldn't buy that book. And what's the name of the book? I'm not going to tell you because then you can't buy it. All right. Record Searchlight.
Got to give somebody the benefit of the doubt.
Another article I give no one. No one. Does anybody give me the benefit of the doubt?
Yes.
When? Today you called us Laurel and Hardy.
Daily.
Today you called us Laurel and Hardy.
I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I'm still here. Go ahead. Come on. I'm watching world headline news. It's just amazing. Go. I want you to please go.
I'm trying, but when I start, you jump in here.
Record for great radio.
Are you finished? Record Searchlight. I've been noticing there's been a trend in their stories about guns and about gun control. And this one had this article about, everybody wants an assault weapons banned. In this article that's in the Record Searchlight. And I said, really? So, you know, do they all want to do that? And it turns out, no, not all of them do want to have that happen. But the way the article is written, and there isn't one person that is in favor of keeping sporting arms quoted in the article. And this one woman goes, well, I'm a hunter, and I don't know. And she said, nobody hunts with an AR. I mean, she is so wrong. And it doesn't take a brilliant reporter to maybe call and say, well, how many people do use this platform? This is the fastest-selling platform, and it has been for 10 years. Why? Because it's easy to shoot. You can get ammunition for it. You can hunt it. People use this platform to hunt deer, antelope, bear, you name it. They use this platform to hunt. It's accurate, it's easy to use, and it's, you know, and again, it's just a platform. It sits there and you're safe when you're not using it. It doesn't walk out on its own and kill people. But to have this type of, and this is like the third article I've seen in the Record Searchlight, where they didn't used to have those kinds of articles. So the next time that Carol Ferguson or I call Silas, have them explain, so what is this, you know, this trend here that you want to see guns banned? Is that true from the Record Searchlight? You might go in the back and just check on this. An article was this weekend or something like that. All right. I've got both of you in there searching your computers. This is 605-4567, open line today since the millennial didn't call. What else do we have here? The
hammer down.
Oh, July 29th is a big day if you own a computer and you have not upgraded. to Windows 10. If you have been resisting the Borg takeover of your computer, July 29th would be the last day that you can get Windows 10 upgrade for free. Thereafter, if you want to do the upgrade, it'll cost you $110.
Do I have 10? Do I have 10 on mine?
I believe you have 10.
Okay, because you looked at it the other day because I needed 10. Okay, the other thing, too, is that Yahoo has just been bought by Verizon for around $5 billion. Now, Verizon just bought AOL also. And you're saying $5 billion, that's pretty good. Well, considering that Yahoo at one time about 12 years ago was worth $200 billion then and has been on a steady drop since then. And speaking about tech, lots of people are screaming that Facebook, both Facebook and Twitter, have been dropping and blocking any type of reference to the DNC in the emails. You know, like hashtag DNC email leaks, that Twitter was blocking them. Not just one or two, but thousands of them.
Both of the big social media giants are being accused now of trying to squash the story, which they really should have known would be even worse and draw more attention than just letting them roll in the first place. Because did they really think they could sit on this thing and people would ignore it? No, it just drew more attention.
And, you know, the thing about this whole thing, the salient issue is that the Democrat National Committee, the DNC, is there to make things equal, to make things even. And, of course, they never did from the beginning, including when they first started. They said, oh, we don't need so many debates. And then they scheduled one for a Saturday at midnight. Come on. I mean, this is so ridiculous. And it was so leaning in Hillary's favor. And then Hillary again to say, I didn't know anything about those emails. My people didn't even know anything about those emails. Of course that's how can you believe her anyway? Which leads us to the next subject, is this new movie out, The Clinton Cash.
Yeah.
And it's playing down, I believe, at the Movies 11 in Anderson. And it's not just, you know, you would think, oh, it's just the Republicans. Uh-uh. Progressive Democrats are going there to see this, to see the story about Clinton Cash and in the Democratic Party and what Clinton has done and she and her husband have done with this, with their foundation. And it's just, I mean, from everything I've read about it, it is extremely damaging. And it's based on facts that they've shown. Now, again, it's like anything else. It could be like a Michael Moore type thing that I base this on facts. But it's the way you lean it, of course.
Number two trending topic on Facebook on Sunday was the global premiere of this movie called Clinton Cash.
Clinton Cash. And like I said, it's playing down at the Movies 11 down in Anderson.
I think, though, that unfortunately it's going to have about the same effect that 2016 Obama's America had, which was it was a buzz at the time, but ultimately not much happened. Can I throw something out for consideration?
Of course you can.
Two of the great internet names that we pretty much grew up with as we went into the internet era. Well, in fact, online period, America Online and Yahoo, have now both been swallowed up by a cell phone company, by a cell phone carrier, by Verizon.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah. So big, you know, it's there are still people with Yahoo and AOL addresses, and now it's but it's the interesting thing is that it's not so much the technology that Verizon is buying; it's the customer and base and the commercial links.
the more I'm, you know. And by the way, I am going to have Joel McKinnon here. But the more I take of coding, and actually this weekend, this was Carl when we went to a Barnes & Noble.
Yes,
Linda's buying really nice gifts for people. And I buy coding for dummies because I'm taking the coding class, and this kind of fills in the gaps because everybody else, every so often I feel like everybody else knows what a computer looks like and knows how it works. And the other one I got was a gun magazine. And so the girl, you know, she was looking at it, she says, GIF? I said, no, it's for me. So,
isn't that great?
Yeah, my story.
Right. Love
now,
it.
I'm doing coding and that. But, But when the more you get into it, when you figure out what's going to happen in this world, that if you don't have both, if you don't know what's going on the internet and how to do things, and you don't know how to shoot, you're missing out on life here. Yes, sir.
Caller doesn't want to go on the air, but indicated, is this the same as Hillary's America, or is Clinton Cash and Hillary's America? She said that because that was playing down at the movies as well. Are these actually the same movie, are there two different movies?
Let me check into
one. May be a book, and one may be a movie. But let me check on that, and we will be back on that. Okay. I just know is that the movie is down there at the 11. No, what is that?
And the same producer is the guy who did the Dinesh. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we'll go back and we'll check that during the break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. You know what? When President Obama was reelected, I went over down to Dandelion and I said, Linda's just a little bit upset. And they said, oh, let's go over to the Brighton Bags.
Yes.
And I went over to the Brighton Bags and I selected the one that I really thought she was going to like. And I came home. There was Linda sitting in a dark room, you know, kind of like a little tear running down her face. And I said, honey, look what I got you.
Cool.
And it was the Brighton Bag. It didn't take the place of President Obama winning again, but it did cheer you up, though, right?
It sure did.
And you can get that at Dandelion. That and so many more things. Head to toe, Dandelion. Guys, if you're looking for the right gift for your loved one, head on down to Dandelion. They'll help you down there. Located at 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call, 247-1292. Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. You're not going to find a better place in town to buy something great for your wife or significant other. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, July the 25th. It's 85 degrees, going up to 104. We'll be right back.
There he sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit VFWPost1934.org.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
No,
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning, the 25th of July. Where did the seventh month of the year is almost over in just a week. And we are heading into a very severe heat wave here in the North State. Temperatures that could rise up to 113 by Thursday. It's currently 85 this morning, and we will have a high today of 104-ish with our lows of 75.
The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And you've got first-hand knowledge of this one.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. And when we were heading down to Sacramento for my dad's 85th birthday, we were just about, to Anderson, and click, we heard a rock hit the, tried to find where it was. There it was on the passenger side. It was like a ding. But you worry when it's hot out and you're going between in your car with the air conditioning and the heat if it's going to grow. So we called Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, picks up the phone, tells us to just make sure that we put a blanket over it, don't have it too exposed in the heat, which is what we did. And then we got back and he fixed it, and it's just wonderful. So, you know, it's always great to have, it's like having a good doctor in the house. If you have a problem with a crack or a chip, anything in your windshield, especially with the heat and the cooling of the heat, go see Jeff at Crackmaster. 241-8373. That's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Now, answering your question earlier, down at the Anderson 11, the movie, the latest release is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. It is produced or direct. The director is Dinesh D'Souza. And when we look here at all of the movie reviews that Rotten Tomatoes, Los Angeles Times,
media,
New York Times.
Like New York Times, Washington Post.
They all just say it's a joke. There's not one of the newspapers here that say a joke. Now, the fans, on the other hand, it's a split screen. Fan reviews, 5 stars, amazing, a must-see. Everyone of all ages should see this great film. Great movies that all real Americans should see.
The thing about it is...
et cetera, you need to go to the site.
Is that you get mainstream media that's... You know, says, oh, it's a horrible movie. You know, like the what we'd expect from the Washington Post, the New York Times, and all these, because they, of course, are backing Clinton and hate Trump. They don't want that to come out. And then you've got people, though, but the people who see it love it. But as Bob says, you know what? People have already got their minds made up. This won't do anything. If you get other people that would just like to see something like this, there's another documentary, though, and this is where my confusion, and I'm sorry. Called Clinton Cash. Now that's also out, and Clinton Cash is about the foundation and the Clinton Foundation, and draws lines between that, and that in itself people are saying is devastating. So you've got two out there. Yeah, one's got, and let's face it, Dinesh has got a bone to pick with the administration, and the other one, Clinton Cash, I don't know anything about the directors, producers there. However, I do know that, as many people have said, the amount of money the foundation put in there, and after she became Secretary of State, Bill Clinton's speaking fees went from $200,000 up to $1 million. Isn't that amazing? Maybe his speeches were better. I'm not sure. When you get just facts like these, now. And people say, oh, well, Chelsea works there for $900,000. Nobody, she doesn't work at the Clinton Foundation for $900,000. Okay? She did work for NBC for $600,000 when she got out of college. $600,000. And all the rest, higher paid than any of the major anchors they have there. And what did it give? She had five pieces, fluff pieces, that was on NBC. And as people said, it was the worst hiring decision they ever made. And this came from inside the company. But still, it gave them access to who? Hillary and Bill. $600,000 when you graduate from college to do journalism, and you don't really, you've never done it before. And now she is the CEO and chairman of the Clinton Foundation, but nobody knows how much money she makes there. So anyway, Wasserman Schultz is in here saying that they will never change their minds, but some of the Sanders people will and some of the Never Trump may. Watching Hillary speak to the VFW conference makes me wonder if she knows that in the back of all the VFW audience there is but one thought, Benghazi. That's when she was talking to the VFW, and she says, hey, you know what? I should be your commander-in-chief. Hillary Clinton is my commander-in-chief. Kind of reminds me of Bill Clinton as my commander-in-chief. If you remember what happened during Black Hawk Down, instead of finishing the job, Bill pulled everybody out of Somalia. He pulled everybody out. This was his way of handling it. And, you know, frankly, I don't know what kind of commander-in-chief Donald Trump will make, but I think that he will be much better than Hillary Clinton for just one reason. He said he will rebuild the military. He will rebuild our capability of defending ourselves. And we are at the lowest level we've been since, gosh, before World War II. You know, we have squadrons that can't fly, literally can't fly because of parts. We have people not being trained. We've spent all of our time and effort to integrate social programs into the military without really checking on it. And the only organization, the United States Marine Corps, did a 9-month study that says we should not mix women with men in infantry units. The Secretary of the Defense and the Secretary of the Navy said, oh, you know what, you guys are biased. Through the Marine Corps, under the train, without even checking it, and it caused such consternation, you actually had a sergeant major of the unit, step out and say, you know what, you're absolutely wrong when you said that we were biased on this. And they had women in the unit saying, you're wrong, it makes no difference. It makes no difference to this administration, and Hillary wants to be the extension of the Obama administration. She wants to be the next 4 years. She's already said it. Oh, he did such a great job. We've just got to keep it going like this. A great job. The economy. Never in such a long period of time has it been at such a slow rate of growth. But you're saying, well, at least it's got growth. Well, it does. But it's not keeping up with what we want. Let me ask you a question. Middle America, are you, one, better off than you were 8 years ago? Are your wages higher than you were? And two, do you feel safer than you did 8 years ago? Do you really feel safer than you did 8 years ago? Because you're going to get that in the next 4 years. She has already said she wants to bring in 100,000 Syrian refugees. 100,000 more than the 60,000, of course, that Obama wants to. Syrian refugees, the ones where that are a constant reminder of the failed foreign policy this woman orchestrated in the Middle East. I don't understand how anybody can look at this and say, oh, I've got the experience. How does she have the experience? Look at the failures that she's had. I mean, my gosh, she's failed in what happened in the Middle East. She's failed in keeping the secrets. And when the FBI says she's not sophisticated enough to even understand what classified is, I'm sorry, but, I mean, doesn't that bother anybody? Or am I just speaking to people out there who just believe me? Or just, oh, that's what Carl says. He's right. I mean, is there anybody out there who says, oh, nope, I don't think he's right? I listen to MSNBC. They say I'm not right. What about you? Am I wrong in saying is
no,
that?
No, you're not wrong because that's how you feel, and you tell me that. Am I wrong? No, you're not wrong because that's how you feel. I would suggest for anybody to, this is a time for you to reflect. They're saying vote your conscience.
But you need to
really know what people are standing for. Look at their record.
What are they standing for? Are they changing their stance just in order to get elected? Why? What's happening with the Bernie Sanders supporters? They were behind Bernie because Bernie was not going to be a Clinton or a Trump. Now you've got two choices. That's it, folks. This is going to be very interesting what we watch unfold here. You know, every talk show we watch, every paper we read, almost every paper we read, you know, it's just slanders Trump. Every talk show that we watch, every comedian, John Oliver, you know, gets on the celebrities and they all bash Trump.
Of course, because they're all backing Hillary. And this is another thing, the hypocrisy of Hollywood. Oh, do away with guns. This is Matt Damon. He's out there saying, oh, we should do what Australia has done and confiscate all the guns. And yet this man, his comeback comes on movies where he kills all these people. He, Liam Neeson, and all these others. Hypocrites at the highest order. And turn around and talk about middle America. And yet then have to defend the fact they have no African Americans in any of the acting nominations. And they realize, and they go, oh, well, how could that be? Well, it's because they're hypocrites. Anyway, but somebody that's not a hypocrite, and we have to run, is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, will be with us tomorrow. Hey, everybody, have a great day out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
I'm Rich Thomason. The Democratic National Convention off to a rather rocky start in Philadelphia.
All right, everybody, now, settle down.
Outgoing party chief Debbie Wasserman Schultz heckled and booed at a breakfast for the Florida delegation.
We know that the voices in this room that are standing up and being disruptive, we know that that's not the Florida that we know.
Bernie Sanders delegates up in arms over hacked and published party emails showing officials mocking and dissing the Sanders campaign. Wasserman Schultz has resigned over the leak. Clinton's people say that she won the nomination decisively. Seems there's no lack of anger and disunity on display in Philadelphia, day one of the Democratic National Convention. That early morning shooting at a Florida nightclub. Police say it was not terrorism, but if they do have a motive, they're not discussing it. Two young people were killed, at least 17 others.